Good afternoon, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the Power to Be You on Blog Talk Radio. Today is December 20th. It is Thursday, and today's show is an hour-long show whereby I bring to you a speaker, a coach, a leader, and a community organizer or someone who is able to come and share with you their distinctions, their philosophy, their vision, their purpose, and something that will guide you and direct you in being empowered, in being able to find distinctions about your own life and make distinctions about your life. So what I'd like to begin with is, number one, give you a little bit of background about today's guest on this show. He is someone that I've recently met, and as the power of a mastermind has it, birds of a feather flock together, to use an old cliche here. But truly, this is something that is exceptional, because the more one focuses on something, the more one realizes that one is not alone, and one realizes that there's a lot of validity in what one feels because there are others who feel the same way as well. And today's guest is no different in believing that there is a mission that we all have, and in knowing and recognizing that you can be who you want to be and you can have all that you want to have. And it does come from, and it stems from you, number one, knowing what it is that you want, and then being able to have the flexibility to go forward with that mission in mind. And today's show is going to detail one person's journey to today, to being able to recognize within himself that there has been a lineage of experiences and things that have come about in order to propel him to being able to stand here now and direct himself with purpose and vision, performance. And his name is Mario Anthony Salvi. He hails from Florida. He was involved with many businesses, business owner and executive management within corporate America. Now Mario, through his empowerment, personal development, Mario became a life success coach through the Bob Proctor Technologies. And today he is a licensed consultant. He is a coach. He is a speaker. He is an organizer. He is an author. He is someone who has a lot going on in his life, and he truly is an asset to anyone that he comes across. And it is, for me, a pleasure and just a really, really an opportunity to share with others who this person is and how he is creating a different world for us. And Mario, are you online? Unfortunately, I cannot get him online right now, and I will be checking the site, because... Hello, Mario. Okay, so right now we are having technical difficulties. To say that I will be waiting for him to come across, but I will give you his email address right now so you can go online. And while we are waiting for him to go on, you can go to mariosalvi.com. That is Mario, MarioSalvi. He offers a lot of free programs, e-courses, free articles, free e-books. And he does speak about being able to create a life for yourself based on following the successes of others. To begin, in his bio, Mario says, "The thoughts that you hold in your mind without allowing life's daily ups and downs to influence your belief in them are the thoughts that will manifest into reality and benefit the world." Now, Mario has been living and working in South Florida for over 3 decades. Mario's career spans over 25 years specializing in business ownership, corporate management, sales, sales training, and marketing. He, early on in his success, he became a business owner taking over his family's underground utilities firm, where he increased its revenues from $300,000 to $3.7 million. After selling the company, Mario then made his mark in timeshare sales, rising to the top 3% of 160 sales performers. Now, Mario has a story that from the transition of going from sales and real estate sales and making a very secured income for himself, he had an occurrence in his life that truly was the influence behind his drive to develop a new side of himself and to personally develop with empowerment. And this came about because he actually had cancer. And this story that he will be sharing with us really made a difference in his life. Now, today, Mario has refocused his life's purpose and is following his passion for writing, training, speaking, becoming known as the ideal keynote speaker for colleges, corporations, associations, and conventions. Mario shares his inspirational, motivational, and educational message to thousands of individuals. Mario has studied the philosophies, concepts, and strategies from renowned teachers such as Brian Tracy, James Arthur Ray, Zig Ziglar, Napoleon Hill, Maxwell Maltz, among many others, and has earned a facilitator and trainer certification through Bob Proctor's Life Success Organization. Today, Mario is founder and CEO of Boca Raton-based Success Plus International, Inc., which is a personal development company providing home study programs, training, coaching, and workshops for individuals, organizations, associations, and schools of higher education. Additionally, Mario is a proud and active member of the Florida Speakers Association, otherwise known as the FSA, the International Coaching Federation, which is known as the ICF, and Florida Society of Association Executives, which is FSAE. And he's also an active member of the Boca Raton Chamber of Commerce, the largest member-based chamber in Palm Beach County. Mario is author of the soon-to-be-released book titled In Harmony with Your Success, the home study audio program called The Inner Game of Success, and creator of two empowering workshops, Leverage Your Potential, which is specifically designed to provide the knowledge and understanding individuals need to break through barriers of success. He also has Supercharge Your Sales, a corporate training workshop incorporating sales skills, strategies, and concepts designed to raise conscious awareness for greater productivity and bottom-line results. Additionally, Mario is currently authoring a new book and audio program for college and high school students and is expected to be released in March 2008. Now, as you can tell, Mario has a lot of intense drive, a lot of vision, purpose. He has mastered what he speaks of, and it is my pleasure to bring him on. Mario, are you on?
I am here, Sandra. How are you today?
Excellent, excellent, because you're online. I just attempted to bring you on a few minutes ago, and unfortunately we weren't able to connect, but I am just so pleased that you have been able to join us here on Blog Talk Radio on the Power to Be You show, which is truly the listeners who are coming online represent a variety of listening audience. We have professionals, we have individuals, we have, I believe, people who are on the foreground of creating change and vision for our society. And for me to have you online and to have met you is an honor, and I just think it's empowering, because we're bringing about individual people who believe in themselves and who really put themselves to the test and bring about that transformation within their own lives so that they can make a difference for others. And that's who you represent. So it is my pleasure to bring you on.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Sandra, and thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you know, I think everyone's eager to listen to you and for you just to share your wisdom with us. You're very creative, you're very informative, and I think above and beyond, you're an empowering speaker simply because you are an empowered person.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, welcome, and please, I mean, I already told the audience a lot about what you've done, your accomplishments. I think that, you know, one of the biggest, I think, and the most important essence here to get across is who you truly are at the core and what you bring about through your message. And, you know, I think I've done a pretty good job at introducing you based on all the information that I had about you. So if you just get to the core of what drives you, you know, what you bring with yourself so that people can really go and take a lot of what you have and use it.
Well, what drives me? That's a very good question. It's really purpose that drives me. And it wasn't too long ago that my perspective of life actually really, really changed. My focus completely shifted. I fell very ill and did a lot of assessment at that time and found that I really didn't have a true purpose. If I had died, I would have not served the purpose that I truly desire to serve. The funny thing about that is for all these years, I really never knew what that purpose was. I was never really consciously aware of what that purpose was. And it literally took a life-threatening event to bring that awareness to the surface.
And how, I know I mentioned that you had cancer. Now, how did you, the story, when you told me your story, I was just so taken, because when one looks at you and one listens to you, you know, where you were and the pain that you were in and the reality of that journey, more or less to say, that, you know, that was earth-shattering, and it was, you were on, you know, you were in a position that just required so much fortitude, and you were weakened by what had happened physically, but yet you rose to a higher being, and to me, I was very much taken by that, very much touched. So if you could share some of that, because I think a lot of people out there are really feeling, you know, we all have challenges and issues and adversities that come into our lives, but it's the strength that we gain from having a mindset or from just tapping to our spirit and being able to know that there's something more that we can strive for that ultimately helps you get out of where you are.
Yes, it's very, very interesting how all that really comes about, and it does not have to take a life-threatening event for this, for anyone to really come out, so to speak. For me, personally speaking, during my assessments, I found that though I know that I had touched lives and I had caused some ripples through my stints in corporate America and as a successful business owner, they really weren't big enough for me. And it was at that time that I committed to truly change the entire focus of my life, to really make a difference in the lives of others. It was truly at the time when the doctor had given me a greater mortality rate percentage than a survival rate that I said it was unacceptable to me. I had a 2-month-old baby boy, my third boy, and it was totally unacceptable for me. And it was at that time that I committed to not only get through and get back healthy again, but here again, change the entire focus of my life, throwing my corporate experience and my business ownerships pretty much out the door. Now, I'm not suggesting that anybody do that, but for me, it resonated, and it was the right thing to do. I didn't know what purpose I was going to serve or how I was going to serve that. So what I did, Sandra, is I started to look back at what I was truly passionate about in my life. And I came up with two defined passions. One, as a child, I grew up singing, acting, and dancing. I was a performer. And the second, in my early 20s, I saw Zig Ziglar on stage at a Miami boot camp for a weekend, and it really, really affected me. It affected me to the point that I began to study some of the philosophies and concepts that he was presenting. Ironically, at the same time, my mother had sent me the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, considered to be, as you know, Sandra, the encyclopedia of personal and professional development and success.
Yes.
Well, combining those two and putting those practices into play, I actually took my company as a business owner from a few $100,000 a year into the millions. And throughout my young adulthood, I practiced personal development and also studied and gained the knowledge of personal development. Yet, I wasn't practicing it on a full-time basis. And when I was given a greater mortality rate than a survival rate, I found that that passion would now come to be. That would be my purpose.
So now, do you feel that, because I'm trying to place myself when you were before that doctor who gave you that knowledge, and, you know, at that moment is that survival instinct that comes in, and that at that moment is where personal development teaches a person to prepare, you know, to prepare for that moment when everything is going to come upon you and you are required to kind of rise out of that experience and look above and beyond the conditions and the present. And, you know, how did you feel in that moment when all that, those, the tumble of bricks came, you know, upon you? What, you know, how did you feel? How did you rise above that?
Well, it was quite a moment, I must say. And it wasn't too soon after that that I truly committed to get through it, to get back 100% healthy, which I am proudly to say today. Mm-hmm. And to, again, change the focus of my life. It was committing. It was making the decision to survive. It was looking at why, what the reasons were, what the purpose were to survive. Obviously, at that time, I had many. I had three young boys, the youngest being 2 months old, and I had a new purpose to fulfill. And what really got me through it after and during, I should say, three major operations. I had chemotherapy and radiation. And what really got me through it was the power of thought. It was the visualization, the belief, the knowing, the faith, the definiteness of purpose, and the true burning desire to survive. Visualization is definitely one of the secrets to success. All of the great leaders, all of the great professionals have used visualization, whether on a conscious or unconscious level, to step their lives continually up into new levels. One of the things I would do would be to sit back and visualize myself at 85, 90 years old, with all of my children and grandchildren and family around me singing happy birthday. Another visualization technique that I used was to visualize my sons graduating from high school and college and grad school. So I used many of these visualization tools and created a vision. On and above that, a vision of exactly the purpose that I will serve and how I will touch and affect lives. So it was really the power of the mind, the power of the thought that helped me, and I truly believe that brought me through sickness to health.
And you know what's very unique, what I'm able to tap in from listening to you say that, the distinction that rises from this, from what you said, from your definiteness of purpose, is the faith that you had behind your visualization. Because people who have not ever experienced the power of personal development, you know, of the inkling of what exists beyond that, our limitations, you know, our limiting beliefs, our disempowering, you know, activities that we engage with on a day in and day out. People who don't know about those tools and who are not, you know, yet open to believing in that, when faced with a certain condition like yourself in an experience, in a life-transforming experience, they will, because of fear and because of, you know, fear of that pain and, you know, the fear of the unknown, of what's going to happen to me, what's going to happen to my family, you know, how will I ever come out of this, that fear, that kind of it's that choice that a person makes to say, I will survive, I will see my kids graduate, I will do this, this is what I'm going to do. You know, that resolve that comes from deciding, and then that preparation that comes from saying, I'm going to muster all of my force and my energy, and I am going to do everything it takes to see that realization come true. All of that is, you know, it's basically supported by that faith and that belief. And I know a lot of people, and I will tell you, and I'm sure, you know, and I know that you'll agree with me, there are those people who are the fatalists who will right away choose otherwise. I am not even going to allow myself to visualize, because then that is hoping on what's not going to happen. And it's almost like a defeatist, you know, attitude that defeats them. It's not the fact, it's not the sickness, and it's not the condition, but it's that attitude because of their fear to believe.
You're absolutely correct. And fear is one of the greatest, most powerful success stoppers. It truly is. Fear comes in all different levels, all different gradients. Procrastination, making excuses, things like that. Fear-based. A lot of our fear that stops us from moving forward in whatever we choose to do is really on an unconscious level. We really don't understand what it is that's stopping us. Decisions, you pointed out, is a very important aspect of it. You know, one of my favorite quotes is by Tony Robbins, and he says, in the moment of your decisions is when your destiny is created. And it's so true. Faith, knowing, belief has a lot to do with it. And, you know, it wasn't easy. And I know that it's not easy, because today I coach people into success. And I know the challenges that they're dealing with are similar to the ones that I dealt with. It's something that you just have to continue to move forward with. And what I mean by that is, it becomes a lot easier when you define your definiteness of purpose, when you truly, truly have a definiteness of purpose. Because you stay focused on where you're going. You see the end. You have to start with the end in mind. And one sure way to start with that end in mind is having a defined definiteness of purpose. Once you establish that, your vision begins to become created. You begin to create your vision. And of course, through that, you set your goals, and of course your stepping stone goals. So it was really the definiteness of purpose and having that true desire to fulfill that purpose. And as I said, it was not easy. Today, almost 5 years later, I have a book. I have actually two books coming out, a whole set of CDs. I'm coaching individuals. I'm speaking in front of groups of people, organizations, corporations. My entire life has literally changed from what it was as a business owner or executive in corporate America to what I truly wanted it to be, in the sense of getting a message out to help people move through their challenges and reach higher levels of success. And I have been only able to do this through definiteness of purpose, through vision, and through setting specific goals. And I have to tell you, Sandra, I've met every single one of those goals that I've set. And as I continue to set new goals, I continue to meet those as well.
You know what, and I, number one, I have to acknowledge you and congratulate you, because I know you don't need my congratulations, but it's an acknowledgement knowing that we are our own worst saboteurs. You know, we sabotage ourselves, and for us to be able to accomplish goals that we set upon our own selves, you know, no one knows us better than we know ourselves. No one knows us better than, you know, we know our limitations, we know our hang-ups, we know where we are shortcoming, you know, we know what we need to improve. And the personal development aspect and how you talk about definiteness of purpose is what gives you that kind of that ruler down the middle, where you say this is your path and this is where you're going, and down beyond is the light, and you will see it, and even if you fall off, you know, you still know where that center line is. And having achieved those goals, I mean, hearing you say that, I'm like, yes, you know, I commend you, and I'm inspired by you, and I'm empowered by you, because that's who we are. You know, we get inspired by other people, and we get inspired by knowing that if somebody else achieved it, so can I. You know, I think the one thing that I value when I'm before people is knowing that they were in a journey, and it was a journey that was difficult, and it was a journey that took them through hardships and through dark areas, and you know, and they were able to still come out of it, and now they're able to use that journey for something greater than what that journey originally set its course on to do, and I think that's you.
Exactly, and thank you so much. You're right on with that. And you know, Sandra, I have to say that coming this far from 5 years ago, approximately 5 years ago, I can tell you that the challenges that I have faced with writing a book, producing the CDs, writing the scripts, putting together full-day, half-day presentations, keynote presentations, moving myself into action to actually put myself in front of groups of people, have been far greater challenging than actually pulling through recovery.
Wow.
But the definitive purpose kept me on track. The definitive purpose, my vision, kept me focused. My goals kept me on track. And there were many, many times that I had said to myself, what am I doing? I do not have a literary degree.
Mm-hmm.
I have never written a book. I've never really spoken in front of masses or groups of people in trainings or presentations. But all I knew is that my purpose was so strong and my plan of action was so defined in my goals that all I kept telling myself is, my purpose is great, I must stick to my plan, and I'll get through it. And each time, I continue to go and get through that. So it's the definitive purpose and the vision and the goals that really help you move through.
See, you know what comes to my mind right now is a vision that I always hold, which is the vision of one of those giant sycamore trees, if that's what it's called, but just, you know, a gigantic, very strong redwood type tree that at its basis has real strong roots And, you know, through that, the branches just sway in the wind and sway with the trials of weather. And, you know, that's pretty much, you know, where we as human beings are. And when you speak, you do say your trials and the challenges with setting your profession up and setting your vision of who you were to become and what your true purpose and your abilities were, you know, they don't compare to, I mean, they were far greater than what you needed to do in order to get the recovery from your cancer. And to me, it's funny to see it because, you know, how and why you were able to deal with all the other challenges. It's because you dealt with the biggest one, you know, because one dealt more with the commitment and the discipline and the preparation outside of yourself. The former, the one where you had to recover, really dealt with your spirit, really dealt with your mind, really dealt with the seeds, you know, and dealt with the roots. You know, a tree can only be as good, and the fruit can only bear as great a fruit if the foundation and the roots are healthy and they're solid. You know, and you obviously had a major definiteness of purpose within your life before you even realized what definiteness of purpose was on an external level.
That's exactly right. And I continue to stay with that purpose. You know, being a corporate executive and a previous business owner, it was always about growth, financial growth. It was always about money. And one of the lessons that I've learned, or should I say what I've unlearned from, is not to make it about the money. Because when you truly have definitive purpose, everything else comes from that. When you can truly focus on that purpose, there is no focus on financial, there is no focus on really anything else but that purpose. And the purpose for me is to serve others, to help them succeed and get them to the next level. And through my CDs that will soon be released in my books, this is one of the vehicles that will help people gain knowledge and understanding. And that's a very interesting term, is knowledge and understanding, because in anything that we choose to do, we must have the knowledge to do it. But in order to do it at our peak, we have to have the understanding of that knowledge. And what truly moves people in life, the reason why people get different results than others, I mean, let's look around. The people that we know, the people that we work with, the people we see driving fancy cars and living privileged lives. Why are they getting different results than other people? Why do people get different results? Well, it's through knowledge and understanding. Yet, it is also through definitive purpose, focus, faith, belief, desire, and the knowing, unquestionably and unconditionally. But what's interesting about all of that is this process that we all utilize. And the process basically all comes from thoughts. Our thoughts are truly the ancestry of everything that we see in our awareness. The clothes that we wear, the cars that we drive, the chairs that we sit in, all originated from a thought. And our thoughts actually create our attitude, the way we behave, our behaviors. So when we have a specific thought, and in the conscious mind, we can choose to accept that thought or idea, reject that thought or idea, or neglect that thought or idea. But let me ask you a question, Sandra. Would you not agree that once we decide and choose to accept the thought, we get emotionally involved with that thought on one level or another?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
The minute you acknowledge that you have that thought, you immediately, yeah, I mean, that you're yeah, I mean, it's without acknowledging that thought, you cannot create a change.
Right. So when we have a thought or an idea and we get emotionally involved with that thought, what happens is we impress that thought upon our subconscious mind, which is known as our emotional or our feeling mind. If we neglect or reject a thought, we're really not getting at all emotionally involved with it.
Mm.
So we're rejecting it and or neglecting it, and it does not get impressed upon the subconscious mind. So in the thinking mind, the conscious mind, when we get emotionally involved with a thought or idea, we impress that upon our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is a very interesting part of us. It's actually in every single cell and every single part of our being. Our subconscious mind is like the big storage room of where our conditioning and our programming and our paradigms reside. Our subconscious mind is the most interesting thing about the subconscious mind is that it does not have the ability to reject or neglect as the conscious mind does. The subconscious mind can only accept, and Sandra, guess what it can only accept?
What you focus on.
What you focus on, what the conscious mind impresses upon it, what the conscious mind gets emotionally involved with, whether a thought or idea.
Mm-hmm.
And those emotions actually create vibrations, either positive or negative, and move our body into actions and or behaviors which literally produce our results. So we truly are the creator of our destiny. We have created everything in our lives, all originating from our thoughts, whether it be predominantly positive or negative.
It's, you know, and it's interesting because just the other day I was, and this is going to be, it's going to be good because, I mean, what I say is I'm going to share something that's silly, but it was actually very real. And I watched it because I said, let me just see where this is going. It was a show on my child was watching on Nickelodeon, and it's a show about this little boy who basically he has two fish, it's a cartoon, he has two fish, and these fish have the power to take his emotions. And in this particular excerpt, these fish had taken away these kids' emotions, all of his emotions, because he used to get hurt all the time by other people's feelings, and other people ridiculed him. And basically, they took away all of his emotions, and all of a sudden, you had a fearless leader. You had a kid that basically went through life and went through his activities just doing without having any regard to the consequence, without being embarrassed, without being afraid by the bully, you know, or the bully actually, everyone would run away from him because they realized that nothing they did had the ability to move him. So this kid really was blank. He was very much just going on his day. And it got to the point that even, and this is the silly part of it, where he was approached by one of those kamikaze stunt performers who came and saw this kid and said, listen, you have to go out there and create this stunt because I don't even have the courage to do it. And the kid was like, okay. So he goes out there and does this stunt, and it was just really very comical to watch it, but this kid had no fear, and the kid just had the greatest assurance of himself because he didn't care about, you know, life or death, he didn't care about feelings, he didn't care about anyone, he didn't care about himself, but he just continued going. And finally, at the end, because he went on this kamikaze journey, the Secret Service came and found him and said, you know what, you're the one that's going to be able to save the world, and this is where we're going to put you, and this is what you have to do. And it was one trap after another, and it was one harrowing experience after another, and the kid was like, okay. And as he stood there on top of the volcano getting ready to jump down into the ocean of piranhas, you know, to save his friend, all of a sudden the emotions were given back to him. And at that moment, he got back to realizing who he was and what he was about. And all of a sudden, he had to make a decision. And at the end of this whole skit, he actually went through it and saved his friends, ended up in the hospital, and he learned the lesson of life. But at the end of it, it was brought on by what he had focused on, the emotion that he had in that moment of saving his friends, the fact that he was willing to overcome his fear, and he still went for it and, you know, created a big, now it was like he was really the hero. So that was a very silly, example to kind of bring about what you just spoke of, you know, the subconscious and the, you know, what the emotions and how we look at thought and how we react to it. And when linked, a thought when linked with emotions will definitely give you a lot more than just, you know, when you're just there not being aware.
Exactly. And, you know, Charles F. Kettering was an inventor. He was actually an electrical engineer. He had extremely poor eyesight. And he, talk about fearless. Apparently through that story, this little boy had his emotions taken away. So obviously, with no emotions, you literally do become fearless. Charles F. Kettering, one of my favorite quotes from him is, "Believe and act as if it were impossible to fail." It's a very interesting challenge to actually believe and act as if it were possible to fail, because we're so conditioned. Mm-hmm. One of the roots of the subconscious, one of the roots that actually bring us to the level of either mediocrity or success, is our self-image. You know, Sandra, it's absolutely true that the self-image is truly, really the golden key to living a better life, or in phenomenal success, or in mediocrity. And when I talk about success, I'm really speaking about successful. Success is, when I speak about success, I don't equate it to monetarily, to money. I speak about the success, the harmony, and the alignment within yourself, within the being. And the self-image, you can never be as great as the thoughts that you hold about yourself. And that's a big thing. That's a big one. A lot of people get stuck not knowing how to bring themselves up to the next level. And a lot of that, most of it, has to do with their self-image, what they think of themselves, how worthy they feel that of themselves to go up to that next level or beyond. It's really all of your actions, feelings, behaviors, and even your abilities that are always consistent with the self-image. Think about it for one moment. The man who conceives himself to be a failure type person, will find some way to fail in spite of all his good intentions, or in spite of his willpower, or even if opportunity is literally dumped in his lap, he will find a way to fail. Yet the person who conceives himself as the being a victim of injustice, somebody who, you know, I'm meant to suffer through this, will literally and invariably find circumstances to verify their opinions. So it's all in the view and the way as we look, how we look at ourselves. You know, if you think about it, a good example would be, let's take a schoolboy who sees himself as an F-type student. You know, he says, well, I'm kind of dumb in mathematics, and this is what he's thinking. What happens is he'll invariably find himself in his report card bearing out the Fs. Now he has proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has physical proof. The same goes for a salesman. Okay, someone that's in sales, or even a businessman, will actually tend to prove their self-image correct, whether they're a failure or a success. And it becomes the objective proof. So self-image, one of the things when I coach professionals is we do some discovery on the self-image. What that person, how that person thinks of themselves in relation to success, in relation to relationships, in relation to life, what they're worthy of receiving, what they feel they're worthy of receiving, how they see themselves. And that's a great place to start.
You just brought up a line. I'm glad that you mentioned success, because a lot of, you know, the minute you mention that word and you ask a person what comes to your mind when you hear the word success, you know, a lot of people will say right away, and it's so easy for us to right away go to an area of life where we're lacking and equate it with that. You know, so if someone is not successful based on their idea or their meaning of success, some people will say, well, success means having $1 million. And success means, you know, being able to live wherever I want and not have to worry and not have to, you know, work for anyone else. And again, it's very, you know, very much a subjective answer. But for us, we know that success comes in, you know, it's independent to each person, and it comes down to, you know, what is your definition of success, and how will you know when you are successful? How will you know when you are fulfilled? You know, and what is it going to take to get there? And, you know, I'm very much appreciative of you bringing that, because I had it. I wrote it down here, and I said success stems out of everything. You know, initially you actually gave us an outline, and you gave the listeners an outline that has taken you a lifetime to understand, and it has taken others a lifetime to reveal. But you've actually given us a platform, an actual equation here, where you say, you know, have definiteness of purpose, because a definiteness of purpose will give you focus. And, you know, by having focus, start with the end in mind. You know, see that end in mind. See that ultimate result that you want to achieve. And then you also said having a definiteness of purpose leads you to having that vision. You create that vision, and through it, you set specific goals. You know, and that in itself right there is a plan of action. That is what I know you do for people. This is what you do with your coaching, whether it be individualized or through an organization. You know, I know that you have your book and your CD as well, The In Harmony With Your Success. I'd love for you to be able to tell the listeners what that book can do for them, or what you reveal through it, and also how they can get it. And, you know, and while we're here, I'd love for you to give them your contact information before we close at the end, but give that to them now as well. And I know those were a lot of things that I sprang on you at the same time, but if you could start off with how they can contact you and get your materials, and then if you could talk about the In Harmony With Your Success.
Sure. Anybody can contact me directly through my website, and that's Mario Salvi, spelled S as in success, A-L-V as in victory, I.com. That's Mario Salvi. .com. There's a contact form. If you scroll to the bottom of any page, it will have a link to contact me through a contact form. My phone number is directly on the website for those that would like to call me and speak with me. In Harmony With Your Success, the new book that's coming out, I'd say it's due out by January 30th. I'm not self-publishing it. I actually have a publisher that picked the book up. It's a very good book. I'm very proud of the book. And it's really, truly a wonderful book. And the book has a total of 14 chapters in it. And what the book talks about is exactly some of the things that we spoke about here today. It talks about and gives you a good idea of universal energy, energy that's in motion. It talks about the power of thought, one of the things that we touched on today, and how significant, how powerful thought truly is. It talks about the power that you have within you to literally manifest and create anything that you want. It also talks about the six intellectual faculties, which is a very interesting chapter. And that chapter, and just quickly, is in life we are raised, we are conditioned to gain all of our knowledge and understanding through our five senses. And anybody you ask can rattle off their five senses. And that's how we're conditioned to gain our knowledge and understanding through our five senses. This is where we adopt our beliefs. This is through touching something, tasting something, seeing something, hearing something, experiencing something through our five senses. Yet, one of the things that the book Think and Grow Rich talks about, and I spoke to many successful individuals, including Bob Proctor and James Ray and other individuals, is that it's your six intellectual faculties that actually is what you want to get in touch with. Your six intellectual faculties. These faculties very quickly are your intuition, that butterfly feeling that you have, will always lead you in the correct path. That little voice that you hear 99.9% of the time is your conditioning, is your comfort zone. It wants to keep you right where you're at because it likes the way it is, likes things nice and comfortable, doesn't like change. Your imagination, your will. Will not meaning force, but focus. Will, like a magnifying glass, is to the sun. So one can harness the sun's energy by sitting in the sun and gain a beautiful suntan within 4 or 5 hours. Yet when you take that same energy and harness it through a magnifying glass, you can literally sizzle the skin within a matter of seconds. So if we look at that and we say, well, it's the same energy, but when we put it through a magnifying glass, it's more focused. Another one of our intellectual faculties is our memory, our perception, and our reason. More of what the book goes into, and it's really a fabulous book, is how mind shift and self-image, and how to make that shift effectively. It also talks about why people are successful and why others aren't so successful. It gives you a good outline and template on how to write your vision statement, and it also talks about how to take action into your definitive purpose and into your goals. And one of the main things that I really enjoy speaking about and talking about is fear. I call them the phantoms of success. And it goes into the phantoms of success to fear and gives you a good understanding of this. It's a very easy read, and it's really, truly a fabulous book.
And that will be coming out, you said, in March.
No, that's coming out in January.
Oh, in January.
Right towards the end of January, yeah. In harmony with your success is really much more than just a compilation of ideas. It's really filled with in-depth success principles. It's filled with tried and tested concepts and philosophies through thousands and thousands of people throughout history. It will teach you how to use the creative process of thought effortlessly, how to overcome fear, doubt, and challenges. So literally you can live every day with vision, passion, and purpose. It doesn't matter whether you're a corporate professional or plan to start your own business or just want to gain a little bit more freedom within the inner self, within life. It doesn't matter if you want to make $1 million. The information that's actually the content of the book will help you find the power within yourself to achieve the success that you truly desire. It's a process. So it's a great book. As I said, it's an easy read. And it's targeting those, there's two targets for this book, it's targeting those who are actually looking to learn a little bit more about self-actualization and personal development. They're new to the awareness of this, so this gives you an easy read and a great general idea of these chapters, of these topics. It also focuses and targeted to those individuals who have reached a certain level of success and just don't know how or what to do to get beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds for me, it's, I'm excited to be able to know that, you know, that you're going to have this book available to all of us, because it's you know what, the more you bring in, and especially when it's laid out in such an easy way to have it, like you were very particular in telling me that this was a very easy read, that it was intended to be read in, I believe you said, about 3 days or so?
It's 140 pages. One can read it in just a few days or a couple of weeks, depending on if you just want to read it or if you truly want to study it as you read it.
It's, you know what, it's so much, and it's so great that you mentioned Think and Grow Rich, because I've had the various people that I had in the past that were authors, they've all, and people who really were impacted. Think and Grow Rich has been that book, and, you know, it's nothing new, but it's something that a lot of people don't tap into, because, you know, we're almost like, you know, we're only as good as our thoughts, and our present thought is our limiting thought. And we always have to continue going on this journey to become better, to learn more, to gain awareness, to gain, you know, different perspectives. I believe it was, I may be mistaken, but there was a quote that said, and this goes back, I think, to, you know, to Galileo's time and Aristotle's time, but it said a man's ability to hold, or intelligence, a man's ability to hold two opposing thoughts in the same moment. You know, and that goes, it translated to our time, it really means, you know, even if our belief, if whatever it is that we feel or whatever it is that we think, our ability to understand somebody else's point of view, our ability to listen and even empathize with that other individual and remain neutral, you know, it's an awareness that one can have, where I think if we really, as human beings, were able to take that to heart, we wouldn't have the issues that we have today, because we would be able to respect one another and recognize
right.
that we are different, though we are the same, because we are one spirit. You know, we have one mission. And I'd like to make mention, we have 1 minute left, and I'd like to make mention, in your website, you even have recommended reading. And this is just phenomenal, because the recommended reading that you have here, you're involving and you're including people who truly are giants when it comes to, you know, to the mindset of beliefs and empowering thought. And they also, through their knowledge, they are sharing how they got to learn and the people that were mentors in their lives. So I think, you know, I thank you, and I really look forward to going forward and going forward with this and working together and masterminding. So I'd
yeah.
like to just close on that.
That's great. Yeah, those books there are all the ones that I personally read and studied. They're fabulous books, among many others. And truly, the last thing that I just like to leave everybody with is that you truly have to invest in yourself. You don't make the money about it. You have to invest in yourself. Ben Franklin says, one of my favorite quotes, an investment in yourself always pays the best interest.
Yes.
and on the opposing end of that, somebody, I'm not sure who it was, said that if you think investing in yourself is expensive, then you should try ignorance. So you must invest. Well, I myself have read well over 100 books in the last 12 to 18 months, invested probably over $60,000 in my own personal growth, and one of the reasons why I've done that is because the more knowledge and understanding I gain, the more I can help those individuals get to their next level, the more I can get my message across in more clarity. So invest in yourself.
Oh, excellent, Mario. Well, it's been a pleasure. I thank you for being on Power to Be You. I thank you for your friendship, for your knowledge and your wisdom and your service, because I do feel that we are on a great road to making a difference. So just, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to the future and what lies ahead in 2008, and just, you know, really will be speaking again.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Sandra. Make it a great day for yourself.
Thank you, Mario.
Bye-bye.
And listeners, this is Sandra Bueno closing on Power to Be You and Blog Talk Radio. You have a choice. Make a difference for yourself. Make a difference for others. And find that power within you, knowing that you are all powerful. Goodbye.